Now? Ah, figured it out. Amen. It's good to see everybody this morning. Amen. How many of y'all was here last Sunday or listened to it? We was talking about growing up spiritually. I know we got in love, but that's part of it. That's an extremely important part. I'm telling you, Satan's going to do everything he can do to get you out of love. Because that's a main component. It's a main component. So if he can get you out of love, then he can affect every area of your life. Amen. Amen. It's interesting that the Holy Ghost, God had us just talking about love last week because I had an opportunity, obviously, and I kind of failed. Oh. Yep, and so, but we repented and got back going forward. Amen. Amen, he is faithful. Amen. But it's interesting that he has us go over things that will help us out throughout the coming, about the future. Kind of giving us a heads up if we pay attention, right? Amen. That's why it's always important to make sure that you're being fed from the Word. Amen. Showing up. Amen. Because there could be something for you that evening. Amen. And if we're not there, we're not. Amen. Moving along. That's kind of part of growing up spiritually. Amen. We'll pray and get started. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, and magnify your holy name. I thank you, Father God. Not my will, but your will be done this morning. Not what Ricky wants to say, but everything that you would have me to say, not only to this congregation, but also myself, Father God. Because I thank you, Father God, we are endeavoring to grow up spiritually. Just like we grew up from our babyhood stage naturally, I thank you, Father God, we're wanting to do the same thing spiritually. And I thank you, Father God, the way to do that is from your word. Amen. And so I thank you for another opportunity to be able to gather around like believers, feed our faith, feed our spirit, man. And I thank you, Father God, we will receive everything that you would have, not only for this congregation, but also for myself this morning. And we thank you for it, and we praise you for it. And everybody agreed, said amen. 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 You can turn over to Ephesians, please, Ephesians 4. You can pull up the King James, it's fun. Ma'am. Ephesians 4, well, we can just go right down to verse 11. It says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and what?
Teachers.
Next, please. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of what?
The body of Christ.
Amen. Till we all come and what? Till we all come and what? Till we all come in the what? Unity. Anything that's trying to divide people is not of God. I'll let you know that right now. Amen. So if whenever people get upset or whatever and say, well, I'm going to go start another church because they made me mad, that's not God. Till we all come, because God wants us to be how?
United.
Amen. Amen. United, right? We can stay there for a while. And of the knowledge of the Son of God unto what?
Perfect man.
A perfect man. Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Keep going. That we henceforth be no more what?
Children.
Tossed to and fro and carried about with every what? By the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to what? To deceive. Amen. Next. But speaking the truth how?
In love.
may grow up into him in all things, which is the what?
Head,
even Christ. Amen. But speaking the truth in love, that's God just led us that way last week. Amen. And it was really good. Speaking the truth in love, that means sometimes you just got to keep your mouth shut. Really, just got to keep your mouth shut. You got to know what you can do and what you can't do. Amen. That's why I enjoyed the military, because it always pushed you. Whenever I'd go to different schools, it always pushed you. Amen. And I really enjoyed that, because you'd be amazed how far you can push your body to go.
Yes, sir.
You would be amazed. Sometimes people, you know, they go outside and do one thing. Oh, I can't do no more. You really can. You just don't want to be outside, right? moving along. Amen. But speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things, right? In all things. Amen. Speaking the truth in love. So you need to know where you're at. If you know that if you say something right now, it's going to be hurtful. It's not going to build them up. It's not going to edify them. I'm just going to speak. I'm going to try to tear them down. I'm going to tell them how they messed up and why they're wrong, and I'm not. Amen. All right. Moving along again. Hallelujah. But speaking the truth, how?
In love.
In love. In love. If I'm not speaking in love, I'm pretty much showing, number one, that I'm still a baby. Amen. And don't get me wrong, none of us start off grown up.
Yes,
even when you begin to grow up, you still got to handle this part.
Amen.
You still have to take care of it. You can't just be like, you know, I've been going to church 20 years, and then somebody say something and you just go right off the rail. Well, you church hasn't done nothing for you then, because you haven't grown up none.
Yes.
You've had opportunity, but apparently you just chose not to.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. I'm glad I ain't saying this. Hallelujah. Help us. Amen. Verse 13 out of the Amplified, you ain't got to turn there, but it, where it says a perfect man, the Amplified means a mature believer.
Yes, sir.
Amen. The Moffat's translation says reaching maturity.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Reaching maturity. And then verse 14, in the Amplified, will you pull that one up, please? Verse 14 in the Amplified. I think I have it. Verse 14, it says, so then, oh yeah, y'all don't have the regular Amplified. In the regular Amplified, you're welcome, that's a new word. In the regular Amplified, if you look it up, verse 14, it says, so that we are no longer children, and it says in parentheses, spiritually immature.
Right.
Spiritually immature. Amen. Amen. Tossed back and forth like ships on a stormy sea, and carried about by every wind of shifting doctrine, by the cunning and trickery of unscrupulous men, by the deceitful scheming of people ready to do anything for personal profit. Amen. I just noticed this in my pocket. Sorry. Side note. So we got new pens. It says Spirit Life Church. If you want one, Miss Nancy has them back there in the shelf. Amen. And we're back. All right. I just realized I had that in my pocket. Amen. Verse 14, it says, but speaking the truth in love, we may do what? Grow up, right? So that's another way that we're able to grow up. Whenever you start being able to speak the truth in love, you start realizing I'm growing up.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. You start realizing I'm growing up. Amen. There's three stages in spiritual development which correspond to the stages of physical development.
Yes,
amen. The first one's babyhood. Yeah. The second one's childhood. And the third one's manhood.
Yes,
amen. So we're going to start off on babyhood. Amen. We'll just kind of go from there.
Amen.
I'm going to go back. Amen. I'm going to read Ephesians 4 out of the Phillips to you. It says, his gifts starting at verse 11, his gifts to men were varied. Some he made his messengers, some prophets, some preachers of the gospel. To some he gave the power to guide and teach his people. His gifts were made that Christians might be properly equipped for their service, that the whole body might be built up until the time comes when in the unity of the common faith, amen, when in the unity of the common faith and common knowledge of the Son of God, we arrive at real maturity.
Amen.
Amen. We arrive at real maturity. Amen. That measure of development which is meant by the fullness of Christ. Amen. We are not meant to remain as children at the mercy of every chance of wind of teaching and the jockeying of men. Of men who are expert in the craft of presentation of lies. Amen. I know this one guy, he was did some obviously stuff, went to jail, and this minister went and kind of spoke on, because the minister went and seen the guy in jail, talked to the guy. The guy seemed very repentant. Like he knew he messed up. I'm sorry, you know, and everything. And so the minister was like, God. So the minister went to the judge on his behalf to talk for him, you know. So he went there, talked for him. Well, they ended up getting him out. As soon as he got out, did the same exact thing over again along the lines. See, some people just know how to talk. Amen. Amen. Where was that? Presentation of lies. But we are meant to hold firmly to the truth in love and to grow up in every way into Christ, the head. For it is from the head that the whole body, as a harmonious, that's the word, thank you, structure knit together by the joints with which it is provided, grows by the proper functioning of individual parts to its full maturity in love. Yeah. Amen. If you ever looked up, read the Bible, it really talks quite a bit about love. Quite a bit about love. Amen. So there's obviously some things from that we really need to start paying attention to.
Amen.
Amen. So babyhood, go over to 1 Peter 2, please. First Peter 2:2. Hallelujah. Amen. You can pull it up in King James. Yep, thank you. As newborn babes, what?
Desire.
Desire the sincere milk of the word, what?
That he may grow.
You can grow from milk.
Yes, sir.
Did you know that? That shows you that you can. It says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby.
Yes.
Amen. So just truth from the word, just getting into the word. And you know how whenever somebody accepts Jesus in their life, they're excited about the word.
Yes.
They just got the spark on the inside of them. And so you'll see they're hungry, just going at it wide open, right? But then sometimes that hunger, they think the flame kind of falls out, but you got to stir yourselves up in the word, right? Even as people that's been going to church 10, 20, 50 years, you still have to stir yourself up in the word, or it just becomes mundane. Oh, we got church again today. Amen. Try to think back to whenever you first got saved and think about that hunger that you had.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Just like a natural baby.
Yes. Yep. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
Whenever they're hungry, what do they look like? They let you know they're hungry quickly. See, why are they irritable? They're hungry. They haven't been fed. Why do you think you get irritable? As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Amen. No one is born a full-grown person, right? Because if they were, be real awkward. Real awkward. We are born babes, then we have to grow up. Well, the same thing spiritually. The same exact thing spiritually. I don't know. We ain't got time to go into that. If someone got saved Sunday, then by Wednesday, some of the Christians expect them, or believers expect them, to be living as good as lives as they're living. But yet they've been doing this for 20 years, for 5 years. Well, how long did it take you? So why do I expect somebody to be living perfect overnight? The word is the only thing that's going to help change people. Not you condemning them. And not you going, I can't believe you're doing that. Who are you, first off? You know, well, we just need to go ahead and talk about it for a second. Because that would drive somebody away from the church faster than anything else. But if you say, you know what, it's all right, man. I was there too. We'll get through it together. See, you start talking to people like that, they'll be like, man, they really do care about me. They really do care about me. And you start showing that to people instead of, really? I seen your car over there at the store the other day. What was you doing? First off, what was you doing driving by the store? What was you doing out at 4 o'clock in the morning? Moving along. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's good. Thank you, God. Amen. We are growing up. We are growing up. Amen. So we need to start making sure we're just paying attention to that. Right? Because number one, we didn't grow well. Number one, none of us are grown up to where we've made it. This is it. We're still growing. I promise you that. And if you think you're grown up, I'd regroup. Come back to that. Amen. Amen. So, mercy. Just like everybody had mercy on us, especially God had mercy on us, have mercy on the people and help them. Help them. Don't condemn them or downgrade them or talk down to them or anything. Help them. Amen. Amen. I'm going to read it to you out of the Phillips real fast. Is that all right?
Yes.
All right, thank you. 1 Peter 2:2, it actually starts, I'm going to have to read 1 through 3, but it'll be out. It says, have done then with all evil and deceit, all pretense and jealousy and slander. You are babes, newborn in God's family, and you should be crying out for unadulterated spiritual milk. Amen. Unadulterated spiritual milk to make you grow up to salvation. Amen. To make you grow up, right? And so you will if you have already tasted the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Unadulterated, I looked it up. It means not mixed or diluted with any different or extra elements. It's complete and absolute. Unadulterated, that's what it means. Amen. Complete and absolute and not mixed or diluted with any different or extra elements. Amen. I would be careful, amen, whenever somebody comes up to you and starts saying, well, the Lord told me. Yes, sir. Amen. But we all have the Holy Ghost on the inside. Yes. I said we all have the Holy Ghost on the inside. Yes. Amen. We know. Amen. Yes, amen. Yes. Amen. I looked up some things because I was looking at the milk. We're able to grow just from drinking milk, right? Amen. So I looked up some like benefits of breastfeeding.
Amen.
It was a very, it was interesting to me. So one of them was breast milk. It provides a baby with ideal nutrition and supports growth and development.
Amen.
Amen. It strengthens the bond with their child, with their children.
Yes.
So, okay. It supplies all the necessary nutrients in the proper proportions.
Yes. Yes, right.
In the proper proportions.
Yes.
It protects against allergies and sickness.
Yes.
It protects against infections. There was a bunch of stuff, but I was like, wow, that's amazing. Because this is the sincere milk of the word as well.
Yes,
so when while doing that, by feeding on the milk of the word, it protects against allergies and sickness.
Yes.
It protects against infections.
Yes.
It strengthens the bond with their children.
Amen.
With whose children? God. We're God's kids.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. And it supplies all the necessary nutrients in the proper proportions.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. It also provides the ideal nutrition and supports growth.
Amen.
It supports growth.
Yes.
And development. Amen. I found that very interesting. I was like, well, that's really interesting because that's the word to us, right? Amen. Is there meat in the word? Yeah, there's meat in the word. Amen. But you can't just go to the meat. You got to grow first before you're able to handle meat. It's just like a baby. Once a baby's born, can you just start feeding them a filet? Why not? Can't handle it. Right? And so what do you have to do? Give them milk. Let them grow. Until they get to the place to where they're able to handle the mashed potatoes. Till they're able to handle the green beans. Right? Amen. You can't just start feeding it to them because they're not ready for it yet. Amen. All right, let's go over to 1 Corinthians 3, please. Will you pull that up in the Passion, please? First Corinthians 3, we'll start about verse 1. Do you have the ERV? I forgot. Do we have that? Easy read? Okay. We have the NLT too, right? Okay. Awesome. We'll start with the ERV. That's fine. And then we'll go to the Passion after this one, and then we'll go to the NLT. So, brothers and sisters, when I was there, I could not talk to you the way I talk to people who are led by the Spirit. I had to talk to you like ordinary people of the world. You were like what?
Babies in Christ.
Next, please. And the teaching I gave you was like milk, not solid food. I did this because you were not ready for solid food. And even now, you are not ready.
Amen.
You are still not following the Spirit. You are what?
Jealous of each other.
Amen. So he's talking to Christians. Y'all know that, right?
Yes.
And he said, look, the first time I was here, gave y'all milk and all this good stuff. He said, now I'm back here. Now y'all can't even still handle meat. What are y'all doing? He said, the reason you're not growing is because you're what?
Jealous
of each other. You're always arguing with who?
Each other.
This shows that you are still following your own what?
Selfish desires. Amen.
You're acting like what?
Ordinary people of the world.
See, y'all think sometimes we're mean, which we're not mean, by no means. Because if God's trying to help us grow up, then I'm going to take whatever it is that God has for me. Amen. If I got to correct something, I'll correct something and move forward. I ain't going to get mad about it. That's just thank you, God. I don't have to keep going back to where I was. This means I'm moving forward faster now. Amen. But how would y'all like to be back there then, though? Paul just let them know, look, y'all still acting like the world. What are y'all doing? I came here, gave you milk. Now y'all can't even eat meat still. Y'all ain't growing up because you're jealous. You're still arguing with each other. You're just going after your self desires. What are y'all doing here? A lot of times people are like, man, I wish I was back then when Jesus was. Are you sure? Because maybe you'd been at that church. Then you'd have been mad all over again. Can't believe he'd say that to us. Amen. Not us. Amen. It's the people that's not here. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. Let's look at that in the Passion, please. Brothers and sisters, when I was with you, I found it impossible to speak to you. That's not a word. We'll regroup. I found it impossible to speak to you as those who are spiritually what? Amen. He's just letting them know. For you are still what? Dominated? That means whatever your flesh wants to do, you're on board with it. Amen. This is just to let us know where we're at. Amen. We're growing up. Amen. And if we know where we're at, then we can adjust and move forwards. Right? And because you are what? Amen. Hallelujah. And because you are immature infants in Christ, I had to nurse you and feed you with milk, not with the solid food of more advanced teachings, because you weren't ready for it. In fact, you're still not ready to be fed solid food. For you are living your lives dominated by the mindset of the flesh. Ask yourselves, is there jealousy among you? Do you compare yourselves with others? Do you quarrel like what?
Children.
Do you quarrel like children and then end up taking sides? Amen. Hallelujah. If so, this proves that you are living your life centered on what? Hey, man, I'm glad the Bible says it, not me. Hallelujah. So you can't get mad at me?
Amen.
Here it is, right? Amen. Dominated by the mindset of what? Behaving like who?
Unbelievers.
Behaving like unbelievers. It's interesting. Go back to verse 2, please. I had to nurse you and feed you with milk, not with solid food of more what? See, and that's why a lot of times people say, well, healing's not for us.
Right, yes, sir.
Well, that pastor just wants your money. Well, I don't know if it really means that. Well, I mean, the word says what the word says. What do you mean? So that kind of lets us know where these people are then. Amen. It's always good to be quiet and thoughtful instead of open your mouth and prove all and remove all doubt. That's the word. Amen. Amen. We'll get through it. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, we're going to get through this. So I think some of y'all was mad when you said that. No, I'm joking. It's okay to laugh. It's all right to laugh. Amen. Amen. Look up the NLT, please. Whenever I said be careful of people that say God told me, I'm not saying all people. But you got the Holy Ghost on the inside. Amen. Right? Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, when I was with you, I couldn't talk to you as I would to spiritual people. I had to talk as though you belonged to this world or as though you were infants in Christ. See, he had to tiptoe around the message pretty much. Because look, if I say something wrong, y'all might get mad. If I say something that you don't believe, you might get mad and leave. Amen. Any of y'all going to say amen today? Amen. Amen. I had to feed you with milk, not with solid food, because you weren't ready for anything stronger. And you still what? For you are still controlled by your what?
Sinful nature.
The flesh, man. You are jealous of one another and quarrel with each other. Doesn't that prove that you are controlled by your sinful nature? Aren't you living like people of the world? Amen. Amen. Verse 3, that's interesting. It talks about you're controlled, you're still controlled by your sinful nature. Still controlled, he said. So that means he left, came back, and now he's telling them, you're still allowing your flesh to let you know what to do. You're still acting like the world. What's going on? Amen. Y'all all right?
Yes, amen.
Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're still controlled by your sinful nature. That's just letting them know, you know, like I said, look, y'all were acting crazy before. Now, we've been trying to teach y'all. Y'all been reading. What's going on? Are you just not wanting to grow? Are you just wanting to stay where you're at? And some people are just content about where they're at. And you can't make them grow. Amen. You can't. It's got to be every individual person's decision. Everybody's got to decide to grow. It's up to them. It's not up to me, and it's not even up to God. Amen. So if that's where people want to stay, you just got to let them stay there. Don't condemn them about it or make them feel bad about it. Amen. But if that's where they want to stay, that's fine. But it doesn't mean you have to stay with them. Right? You can grow. You can grow as much as you want to grow. Amen. Any one of us can. Amen. Go over to 1 Corinthians, please. First Corinthians 5:17. Sorry, I didn't tell you that. pull up the Passion, if you don't mind. Second Corinthians 5:17. Sorry. Yeah, second, not first. I said first. Now, if anyone is enfolded in Christ, he has become an entirely what?
New person.
All that is related to the old, to the older order has what?
Vanished.
Behold, everything is fresh and new.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Amen. Go over to Isaiah 43:25. Well, go over to Micah 7:19. Please, Amplified. And I'll read Isaiah 43:45 to y'all. It says, I, even I, am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sake. For whose sake? God's sake. Amen. And will not remember thy sins. Amen. So he blots them out. That way he doesn't remember them, right? Amen. He will again have compassion on us. He will subdue and tread underfoot our iniquities. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea.
Amen.
Amen. The sea of forgetfulness, right? He does that for his own sake, right? Amen. Because the blessing's on us, right? So that way, when something tries to come up, he goes, no, that didn't happen. I don't know what you're talking about. He doesn't remember them. That's why he throws them away. Once we repent, we're brand new. Just like a baby is born, he's born brand new and ready to start life. That's exactly how we are. Once we accept God, Jesus into our life, into our heart, amen, we're brand new. We're starting brand new now. Amen. God doesn't remember nothing. Nothing. So why should we? Amen. If he doesn't remember, we shouldn't remember. Amen. Turn over to Romans 4, please. Go to the easy read if you don't mind. Do we have the living? No, we don't. The living? Just living? Yeah? Okay. Do the easy read first, please. Romans 4, 7. It says, it is a great blessing when people what? For the wrongs they done, when their sins are what?
Erased.
Hallelujah. Pull up the living, please. Blessed and to be envied, he said, are those whose sins are what? And put out of sight. Amen. That's why I read those ones before. Amen. Erased, I looked it up. It means obliterated. Out of the Noah Webster, 1928. It means obliterated. That ain't the right word. Obliterated. The Webster means to remove from existence or memory. Hallelujah. To remove from existence or memory. Amen. Whenever someone's born again, they are born brand new babes. Right? Just like naturally we're born brand new babes. Right? Amen. Next thing I'm going to talk about real fast is ignorance. Amen. Remember babyhood? Which this is some things underneath babyhood. Like little drop downs, I guess you can say. Ignorance is one of them. Ignorance is another part of babyhood. Yeah. Yeah. Right? A baby thinks whatever it finds on the floor is intended for what? Anything. Was it Layla that ate a spider or something? Layla ate a spider when she was a baby. She didn't know any better. Seen it on the floor. Must be from my mouth. There's been babies that actually ate rat poison and stuff and died. Because they just thought it was intended for their mouth. Whatever they find on the floor. Growing up spiritually, we start off as babies too, right? We need to pay attention to what we're putting in our mouth. What we're feeding on. There's a saying, you are what you eat. Yes, yeah. Well, it kind of goes along spiritually. You are what you read.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We do have to pay attention to what we're reading. Brother Hagin actually knew this minister. He said that you could line anybody up So he said you could get some of the most outstanding ministers, put them in a church building, and let like three of them go before this one guy. And if all of them gave an altar call, this one guy would still get more saved than all of them put together. He said that's just how God, each one of us have abilities.
Yes,
you got to know where that gifting is and then flow in that gift.
Amen.
Amen. The body's not made of one solid deal, is it? There's hands, elbows, wrists, right? We are the body of Christ. So what part of the body are we? We got to find out where we're at. Well, this guy, he said you could line up some of the best ministers in the world and let them have first go at a congregation. He said, but this, he said, one of my pastor friends, he said, he wasn't a friend, he just knew him. He said he could get more saved than all of them put together with the same congregation.
Yeah. Amen.
That's just where his gifting was. Yeah. He said, but then he got to reading something that was contrary to the word.
Yeah.
And he said, and after that happened 20 years later, he said, if he's got one person saved, I don't know it. Just from reading something that was contrary to the word of God.
Yeah.
Got off on another doctrine. Well, I found some new revelation. Have you?
Yeah.
But that's interesting. That lets us know that plays a key part. I shouldn't just be reading everything that somebody says, hey, this is good. Be led by the Holy Ghost. Be led by just know that you know. Let the Holy Ghost let you know, right? The Spirit of God will never lead us into calamity or anything like that.
Amen.
Amen. But growing up spiritually, we should know some things.
Yes.
Amen. I know we start off as babies, but we should still pay attention to things. Amen.
Yes.
Another one is irritability. Babies get really irritable. Amen. That's just another part of babyhood, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Irritability?
Yes, sir.
Babies are easily spoiled to either being picked up, to either sleeping in your bed, spoiled to nightlight, to where you got to have a light on all the time, to where whenever they cry, if you pick them up, now you're going to have to pick them up all the time.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I heard this one minister say that he had there was a couple ladies in his church. He said that pretty much they would miss church so that I would go and check on them.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Yeah.
He said, I finally said, I ain't going to their house one more time.
Yeah.
He said, so the deacons came to me and asked me about it. He said, look, as long as I'm a pastor here, I will not go visit them at their house. He said, y'all can't, but I ain't. They're just acting like babies. I've got things to do, and they just want me to run over there to their house and check on them, make sure everything's good. He said, so I stopped going. He said, and it was amazing. Like, it only happened for about a service or two. He said, and then all of a sudden, they started showing up every service.
Yeah.
I wish y'all could see y'all's faces from up here. I really do. Amen. Hallelujah. Spiritual babies are the same way. Amen. They can get spoiled too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Amen. I'm just going to kind of skip through this. Babies are easily frustrated and distracted. Amen. One thing, you know, babies, I'll give a great example of it. A baby, they'll be like, hey, I want to teach a class. And so you give them a class, and then they're going, and then all of a sudden, well, God told me to do something else.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Tee it up real fast. Let's talk about this. So God told you to go in here for a month and then just go somewhere else?
Yeah, come on. Amen.
Hey, man, you might as well say amen.
Amen.
And it's interesting. You know, the minister or pastor or whoever will give you the opportunity to do that. But if you're distracted easily or flaky,
Amen.
You think he's going to ask you to do more things?
No.
Look, growing up naturally is the same way. Watch a baby. A baby will be playing with something on the floor, and then all of a sudden you get your keys out of your pocket and just go like that. Just forgot everything else they were doing. Seen something shiny. I'm out. Something shiny, we got to go, guys. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Babies are easily hurt and easily offended. So look at your neighbor and say, don't look like that. We're not babies. Amen. We don't get offended, right?
That's right.
Amen. We got to continue to move forward.
Yes.
Now, the reason I'm saying that about the class, about, well, God told me to go somewhere else. Well, first off, God's going to talk to the pastor.
Yes.
Let's just be honest about that.
Yeah. Amen.
God's not going to tell you where to work at in the pastor's church.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
That's absolutely right.
Amen. All right, moving on. Because if God lays something on your heart, all right, just go up to the pastor just or whoever. Say, hey, I believe I'd like to try to volunteer here. Or you go talk to whoever's in charge of that department. Can I volunteer here? All right. But it doesn't mean you're just going to run something.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And see, while we're talking about it, if we're getting offended or mad about what I'm saying, are we growing up any? Because here's the deal. Let's just get it out of the way, right? Amen. For the things that are coming, if we continue to stay babes, what effect are we going to be doing on the world?
Yeah, exactly.
What effect on furthering the kingdom of God are we going to have if we're still acting like babies?
Right.
If we're still unreliable?
Right.
If we're still just irritable? If we're still offended about everything?
Yeah.
If we're still flaky? What effect are we going to have? And would God go to a baby to try to start doing things?
No.
Why not? Because of all those attributes I just said. You can't rely on a baby to do things. A baby can help you. Amen. To help lead you. Or you can help them. All right, let's go this way. We're going to do this for a little while. Even teenagers, you still got to be like, focus. It just took you 3 hours to do dishes. And it takes me 5 minutes. Focus. Chelsea, Sophia ain't here. I'm going to tell on her. So the other day, Chelsea was like, I was trying to tell Sophia to do the dishes. And so she just kind of waited all day. And then all of a sudden, she had to go to work. Chelsea's like, teed up. You still got to do the dishes. Well, I got to go to work. Yep. Well, I told you this about 4 hours ago.
Amen.
Go do the dishes. Amazingly, she did it in what, 5 or 10 minutes?
Yeah, there you go.
Amazing. But waited 4 hours to do it.
Yeah.
Tom said, been there. I think he's talking about Brother Clint. I ain't going to lie to him. I'll tell you. You're offended. All right. That's funny. Amen. So we got to make sure that we're growing up then.
Yes.
We got to make sure we're growing up.
Yes, sir.
If people don't want to grow up with us, that is okay.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Grow up.
Yes.
And God, you can grow up as much as you want to. God has got no limit on it.
Amen.
God will go with you as far as you want to go. But that's as far as he can go is as far as you want to go. Amen. He can't make you go any further. Amen. And that's why I love it. I do, because it is a free will. God said, look, I'm going to send my son. He's going to take care of everything for y'all, but I'm going to leave the choice to you. He could make us all get saved and go to heaven right now, but he wanted the people that wanted to hang out with him, that wanted to talk with him, that wanted to worship him, not somebody that's obligated to do it. Amen. Amen. So babies are easily frustrated, easily distracted, easily hurt, and easily offended. Amen. But we're not babes. We're not mad. We're not offended. Right? Amen. The next part, if go over to Ephesians 4, please. We'll read it out of King James, it's fine. It's childhood. Ephesians 4:14. That we henceforth be no more what?
Children.
Tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But that we henceforth be no more children. Amen. Obviously, Paul is talking about spiritual children here, right? And I already said it, but it's interesting that he wrote this letter to the church at Ephesus, right? And we know that they had at least 12 men in it. If you go over and look at Acts 19:7, all right? And all the men were about 12. It refers to it. All right? You can go study it on your own. Just write down Ephesians 4:14 and then Acts 19:7. Amen. So we know that there's at least 12 men here. But yet, Paul is telling them, look, y'all stop being children. And it's interesting because there was at least 12 men there. So is he telling them that they're still kids spiritually? Obviously. Did they get offended?
Probably.
Might have. I don't know. I doubt it. Because there's just some, which they could have. They really could have, but I don't know. Amen. I'm just going to tell you, I don't know. Amen. But I know we're not getting offended and we're going to grow.
Amen.
Because it's, like I said, it's individual. Each individual person has the word I'm looking for? The ability, the choice. Thank you. The choice to grow up. Each one of us has the choice to grow up. Either we're growing or we're not growing. That's just where it's at. Either we're growing or we're not growing. Amen. And spiritually, we need to be constantly growing. Not naturally, right? Not this way. Amen. And then underneath childhood, I got some other things. Like one is unsteadiness. Unsteadiness is a character of childhood. Children in the natural are unsteady, unreliable, and impressionable. Spiritual children are the same way.
Yes, sir.
Amen. They are unsteady, unreliable, and impressionable. Whatever that word is, that's the word. Ought. He said it. I won't say it again. I'll just point at Steve and he'll say it for you. Unsteady, I looked it up. It means not firm or solid. At all. It means not fixed in position. It means unstable, marked by change or fluctuation, not uniform or even.
Yeah.
Amen. One of the things I wrote down, they're happy 1 minute, then all of a sudden they're sad.
Yeah.
It's like a roller coaster of emotions. They allow their emotions or senses to tell them how to feel. Amen. Unreliable. I looked that up. It means undependable, not able to be trusted to do or provide what is promised. Amen. Not able to be trusted to do or provide what is promised. Amen. That growing up, when I was growing up, you know, whenever mom and dad left to go to see somebody or whatever, us kids would stay at the house. There were enough of us kids made a trot line, right? But we knew. Look, while I'm gone, y'all tidy up the house. Don't destroy it, right? And when we come back, I want to make sure it's clean. Well, did we start clean as soon as they left?
No.
Yeah, we did. No, no. We would hear a car door shut, and then it's clean time. Real fast. Because somebody about to get whooped. I ain't going to be the first one they see. That way, whoever's the first one can take it. Unable to do what was promised.
Yeah. Amen.
Unreliable.
Yeah. Amen.
Unreliable. You know, this one minister was talking about, he said he went to a church and there were some people that's like, you know what, Pastor, we're behind you. We're with you. We're going with you all the way. He said he started preaching and then a few months went by and he's like, I started looking behind me. He's like, huh, where are they at? He's like, well, they're behind me. They're just so far behind me, I don't know where they're at. Amen. Unreliable. Amen. Like I was saying with cleaning the house, we started cleaning all of a sudden. As soon as we heard the car door shut or a vehicle pull in, it was every man for himself. Mm-mm. So we're going to start cleaning right and now. Or we would try to get, well, what time will y'all be back? That way we can kind of plan. Look, I'm going to go outside and play football with everybody. About 30 minutes till we might come back.
Yeah. All right?
And it never happened like that. I don't know why. We thought we had a great idea.
Yeah.
Went right out the window. And y'all don't know my sister, but Chelsea does. She'd be the one inside cleaning. Just get on your nerves, right? Oh, you just trying to impress mom and dad now, huh? Amazingly, she never got whooped.
Yeah.
So, I mean, could have took some lessons from that. Amen. Unreliable. They might be at church today or they might not. Amen. Amen. Impressionable. Easily impressed and influenced by others. Amen. Man. I'll say this one. Curiosity. That's another one. Kids are full of what?
Curiosity.
Right? They really are. One great example is you come home with a bag. One of the kids see it. What's the first things out of their mouth? What's in it? What's in that? What's in it? What's in it? Can I see it? Let me touch it. Can I smell it? Can I shake it? Can we eat it? Can I drink it? What is it? Can I have it? Calm down. It's my keys.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Right? Or sometimes I'll just be like, yeah, you can have it. And it'll just be the trash of what I just ate. That'll learn you. And then they get it and they're like, what? You look, sorry. I just start laughing. I really do.
Yeah.
You just got to hang out with me to know my sense of humor, I guess. They're full of curiosity. It's like at Christmas time, whenever you get Christmas and you tell them, look, do not go in that closet. What's the first thing a kid's going to do? I don't know if y'all are thinking about it or not, but think about it. Think about naturally, but think about spiritually.
Yes,
and just try to start looking at it from that point of view, and you'll be like, that is true.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Spiritual children always have the latest gossip, or they know what's going on with everyone and everything.
Yeah.
Curiosity, running around saying who, or if they hear something, they're like, oh, what happened? Who did that? What did she do? What did he do? Well, I don't want to say nothing. We should pray for him, and this is why. Because I seen him. It's funny whenever people try to cover up gossip with, we should pray for them, and this is why. Amen. Y'all really got quiet, so you know. Amen. We doing all right? Amen. I think I'll stop. Amen. Father God, we do love, thank you, praise you, and magnify your holy name. And we thank you, Father God, for your word. We will continue to meditate on it and grow in it. We won't stay at whatever stage we're at, but we'll get into your word, Father God, and continue to grow. Hallelujah. And so we thank you for it and praise you for it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I'll let Steve, or you got something?